I'm Christopher Cruz. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for firing two rockets toward the presidential palace in Kabul as the Afghan president was delivering his holiday message for the Muslim celebration of Eid al-Adha. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shankly reports.
The attack prompted a ferocious aerial response with helicopter gunships bombing the house from where the rockets were reportedly launched. No injuries were reported. The first rocket landed somewhere near the presidency building, while the second hit near a NATO compound and the U.S. embassy. The boom of the rockets was heard in the live broadcast of President Ashraf Ghani's speech. As he also heard the thud, Ghani interrupted his message to say, if they're thinking the rocket attack will keep Afghans down, they are wrong. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A security source confirmed at least 10 rockets were fired. Local media reports more. Lawyers for President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, are now in negotiations with prosecutors that could result in a plea deal. A court hearing was set for Tuesday. Sources said Cohen would plead guilty in federal court and agree to cooperate with the government. Microsoft says it has uncovered new Russian hacking attempts targeting U.S. political groups in advance of the midterm elections. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Microsoft says a hacking group tied to the Russian government created at least five fake websites that were made to look like real internet sites, two of them belonging to conservative organizations, the Hudson Institute, which has been critical of Russian corruption, and the International Republican Institute. The other three were made to look like Senate-related sites. All were shut down. Visitors to the phony sites run the risk of being hacked by malware, but Microsoft says there was no evidence of that. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. The jury in former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's trial may be stuck on one count against him. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In its fourth day of deliberations, the jury asked the judge what to do if it can't reach a consensus on a single count and says it'll need a new verdict form. Manafort's facing 18 felony charges of tax evasion and bank fraud, with prosecutors saying he hid tens of millions in foreign income from the IRS and then lied to banks to get more cash. Though the case does not involve allegations of Russian election interference, it is the first courthouse test of the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United States has deported the last known Nazi collaborator living in the country to Germany. After years of legal, diplomatic, and political pressure, Yakif Pauli had spent decades living in the Queens section of New York City after coming to the U.S. in 1949. In 2001, he admitted to Justice Department investigators his past role as a camp guard at a Nazi labor camp in German-occupied Poland. Iran's state news agency says the country's judiciary spokesman told reporters on Monday that police have arrested 100 people on charges of fraud involving currency, gold, imported vehicles, and imported mobile phones. War veterans in Zimbabwe who support President Emmerson Mnangagwa alleged Tuesday that the United States is encouraging the international community to back the opposition. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare for VOA.
Veterans who support the ruling ZANU-PF party praise President Emmerson Mnangagwa and denounce former President Robert Mugabe and those they consider Zimbabwe's enemies as they prepare for a press briefing in Harare. Others chant, "Down with America." On Wednesday, the Constitutional Court is scheduled to hear a petition by Nelson Chamisa, Zimbabwe's main opposition leader, seeking to overturn the official election results. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission declared President Mnangagwa the winner with just under 51% of the vote. It said Chamisa took 44%. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
The Vatican has confirmed that Pope Francis will meet with victims of clerical sexual abuse during his visit this week to Ireland. In the four decades since a pope last traveled to Ireland, several reports of clerical sexual abuse have rocked the church. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
Best music today.